This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But you'll be needed to be branded with a hot iron before you can call into the show tonight, because we're converting the show into a cult. I'm kidding. That's what the conversation has been in the Discord chat. We're talking about cults. The Nexium cult, of course, has been in the news. And I have the story from thecut.com. If we get a chance to get to it, I don't know if we will, but one of these days. The most disturbing details from the Nexium sex cult case, where people are taking guilty pleas left and right and trying to throw each other under the bus.
Sex cult thing?
Well, there's a lot.
Heard about it.
Yeah, there's a lot to say about it. I may have been ignoring it.
So
I don't know everything about it, but I've read a few different articles, and it's like a creepy, you know, sex cult run by some guy who wants to bang a bunch of chicks and brainwash them.
Okay, and they're actually arresting people over this.
Oh, there have been multiple arrests in this
human
case.
Human trafficking and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what? How is that human trafficking if you get somebody to have sex with you?
Well, it became an entire lifestyle for some of these people.
There's a lot to say about it, and we don't have time, because we're talking about Facebook. We can get into it a little bit later on. Plus, I know, Chris, you had a story about Apple, and they are not happy with a court decision, or I'm not sure what else is going on. There's some sort of ruling on people's ability to, fix their own devices.
Yeah,
and Apple's not happy.
So there's basically the story is about how there are people who want to prevent Apple from doing things that will prevent users from being able to prepare their own devices, and so they're basically fighting this, understandably, and I think it's probably a bad legislation, but, you know,
we'll get into it later on. But you can call in and bring up what you want. So that's where we're going next. We've got a Discord caller on the line, Josh, who is calling actually from the UK. So I guess it's early morning where you are right now, just in the middle of the night. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, it's 1 a.m.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for your patience.
What's
Go ahead with your thoughts.
That's okay. So my thoughts about the Facebook thing. Have you heard of the Daily Mail? It's a tabloid on Facebook.
I mean, we've read the Daily Mail's website.
Right. Yeah, right. They're quite a controversial tabloid.
That's an actual print tabloid in the UK, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not really trusted. It's not a good news source. But
most people don't trust tabloids.
Talk about fake news. It's fake news.
It's intentionally fake news.
Some
decent,
not everything there's fake.
Yeah, I've seen some decent reporting in the Daily Mail.
They cover some things
serious?
That are real.
Absolutely.
They cover some real news. They just cover it in a way that's tabloidy. You know, it's like exploitative.
I mean, I trust it slightly more than I trust CNN.
Well, so okay, but that's not
more
saying much,
CNN,
right?
CNN, none. So I trust Daily Mail a lot more.
Right.
All right, so what about the Daily Mail? Josh?
Yeah, sorry.
So what about the Daily Mail? I presume you were going somewhere by bringing
it
up.
Yeah. So recently we have this guy in the UK called Tommy Robinson. He's like a far-right extremist. He's a fascist, whatever. And, He got attacked by a Muslim in Manchester yesterday. They threw a milkshake on him.
Wow.
Well,
that's better than throwing acid on somebody. I mean, I've heard about acid attacks.
Acid attacks. They're quite not that common anymore, but they used to be quite common. But
James, because it sounded like he might have almost been somewhat intellectual. The toll-free number here is 855.
I wasn't expecting it.
He didn't even get the whole word out.
Yeah, no, he sounded like he was off to a real conversation.
Yeah. Didn't even get the whole word out. Toll-free number here is 850, but I went ahead and dumped you anyway, bud. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. So, we were talking about the Facebook bans. Banning Alex Jones, banning Milo Yiannopoulos, banning Louis Farrakhan, and several others, apparently. We don't have a full list. But a spokesperson at Facebook said they will be removing groups, pages, and accounts created to represent the banned individuals. If they know that the individuals participating in the effort, they may even be targeting people for supporting the individuals. Some of the individuals who were designated by Facebook as dangerous responded to the ban on their accounts in the brief period when Facebook announced the ban and when Facebook scrubbed their accounts.
So this isn't the first ban, right? They were banning libertarians before, weren't they?
They banned the cop block page last year.
Yeah, right, right. That's what I thought. Point. Yeah, so this is like, I mean, this is like, talk about extremist, you know, a position. Facebook has the extremist position here.
The spokesperson, or excuse me, Loomer, who's one of the people Laura Loomer banned, for instance, denied in an Instagram post she ever violated the company's terms of service. Loomer asked people to follow her on a different platform, adding, quote, "Looks like you guys will probably never hear from me again." Yiannopoulos also published a final post on Instagram. Paul Joseph Watson used Twitter, from which he has not been banned, to write, quote, "In an authoritarian society controlled by a handful of Silicon Valley giants, all dissent must be purged." And, you know, I think that your approach here is the right one, Chris. That is to say, create your own platform. Now, that doesn't mean you have to program one from scratch. They're already out there. You can download Mastodon. And if you've got a, you know, if you're Alex Jones or you're any one of these people, they can afford to hire a tech person to launch their own server, and they probably already have their own web server for their own website. So you just use the same server that you're on right now, and you put Mastodon on it, and then you can invite all your listeners or viewers or whatever to come join your Mastodon platform.
Some of these alternative solutions are decentralized, so you don't necessarily have to set up your own platform. Like, it's not necessary for each individual to set up their own platform. You can join a platform that somebody else has set up that connects with other platforms.
The only downside, of course, is if you're joining someone else's platform, you're still at their mercy, right?
You can join a platform that's for conservatives or libertarians or for socialists
or Nazis
or Nazis or whatever, and then it doesn't matter anymore.
Right. Now, if you have some sort of disagreement with the person who's running that platform, they could disconnect you from it.
That's true, but you're not disconnected from the whole platform. You're only disconnected from, like, one part of it.
Right, and you could join another person's version of that same thing. What you're talking about is the federated aspect, the word that is federated.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is an aspect of the Mastodon platform. There are thousands of Mastodon servers out there. You can find one that has rules that are more accepting towards you. So, like, the standard Mastodon server, if you were to go check out Mastodon and sign up for a server, they kind of give you their default one.
Yeah.
That's the one run by the socialists who programmed, likely socialists, likely like.
Yeah, leftists. I don't know if you should go quite as far as calling that group socialist. I think there's a lot of socialists in that group.
They likely are. I mean, they're from France and Germany, and they respect the French and German laws. So, like, you know, if you say, because, like, you don't have freedom of speech in those countries. So
but most people respect their country's laws, right? Like, so I don't know, like, how far that is. You know, that goes. I mean, I don't know.
It could be, I mean, it just doesn't feel like, you know, anything besides a leftist platform there. But there are alternatives. So there's Liberdon for libertarians.
Here's the thing. It's certainly, there's a lot of libertarians, too. And that's kind of why I'm
France?
No, I don't mean in France.
In Germany?
I mean just in general in terms of writing some of the software. And I don't know specifically about Mastodon, but...
That's what I'm talking about.
I know that there is... I know within the free software community there's a lot of libertarians.
No, that's true.
And so, like, I don't know specifically Mastodon, but I
programmers tend to be on the left or libertarian,
suspect,
right?
So I tend to suspect it's probably not as socialist, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's another platform that is, you know, that's attracting...
Well, they definitely have rules against certain forms of speech on that main Mastodon platform.
This is true.
But there may be other Mastodons that don't have those same rules.
The Liberdon server, right?
Well, I don't know what they're... I mean, I suspect you can't get on there and threaten people, like on Liberdon. So
but that
Liberdon
would be anti-libertarian.
I don't think that
anyway,
Liberdon allows for spam.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what their policy is on racism. I'm not clear on that.
Okay.
So that would be something worth checking out.
Yeah.
And again, if you can't find one that matches your policies, then just create your own.
Right.
Anyway, let's go to Douglas on the line here in Manchester. You're Actually, you know what, Douglas, hang on. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment. 855, 450 free. Want to make sure you have enough time to get your thoughts out with us. Now, coming up, we've talked about the bans from the platform, the centralized platform known as Facebook. But what does Facebook consider itself? Is it a platform or is it a publisher?
Even they can't decide.
We'll get into it, and you can share your thoughts.
It depends.
It depends on whatever legal argument, apparently.
Right. It depends on what court case we're talking about.
Yeah, 855, 450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Live. You're invited to join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can join them over at discord.lrn.fm. And also want to make sure that you know about Edge Wallet. It is a great wallet out there, especially for newer users. If you've never gotten into the world of cryptocurrency before, one of the things that's great about Edge is it's actually a username and password that you back up instead of a dozen words. When you create a cryptocurrency wallet, the most important thing that you can do is back up whatever backup information there is, whether it's Edge or Coinomi or whatever it is you end up getting. You always want to back it up. But with most of the crypto wallets, they make you write down these words, 12 of them at least. In some cases, it's like 18 or 24. It just depends. And when you look at those words, they don't really mean anything to you. But your username and password, you can know when you're looking at that, that those are your logins. And we actually had an issue with a different wallet recently here in the Keene area, where a merchant had a different wallet that had the 12-word backup. They had written down the words from this wallet back when they screenshotted the words.
Oh, right.
Which is bad security, but people do it all the time. And many people will do it intending that they're going to write them down when they get home or whatever. And so they screenshotted the words in this other wallet that apparently at this time, that wallet, at the time that this happened in 2017, that other wallet, and I'm just not going to name it just because they purportedly fixed this problem now, but at the time it was a problem that they considered to be a feature. The feature apparently still exists, but at least now they supposedly give you a heads up on it. It's an iOS wallet. Anyway, when he screenshotted it, apparently as a security feature, this other wallet then just decided to change the seed words on him at that point and give him completely new seed words. And he didn't know, and I was there with him, so I didn't know. And so the words that he screenshotted didn't end up being the words that were actually associated with his wallet.
That seems so weird.
It's crazy. But that's what they told me. I talked to the tech support, and that's what they told me. So a year later, after he'd collected money for selling things, this is the local merchant selling food for Bitcoin and other cryptos, he accidentally, when he bought a new phone, he gave his old phone to his son. And when he did that, he made a security error of formatting his old phone, like wiping it out before he gave it to his son. And he did that before he loaded that other wallet on his new phone. So had he kept his old phone in its state that it was in and put the same wallet on his new phone, he would have at least then known it would have failed, because it failed. He used the words that he wrote that he ended up printing out from the screenshot, but they weren't the right words, and he and I had no idea they weren't the right words. So it was terrible design on this other wallet's part. That's why I said if it had just been Edge Wallet and he'd had a username and password, he could have looked at it and known, like, that's my username and password. There would have been no question, because one of the things I was asking him was, are you sure you didn't make a new wallet and put the wrong words down, basically.
Yeah.
And he said, no, it's absolutely the worst.
I could understand if they prevented screenshotting, but not for them to give a different
set of
words.
A whole new set of, yeah.
Because that's just mind-bogglingly dumb.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when I talked to that other wallet company. Anyway, so username and password is what you use with the Edge wallet, and that makes it super easy, especially for newbies. There's an iOS and Android version, of course, and they support, I don't know how many different cryptos, but there's a bunch of them. Of course, the main big ones like Dash and Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, many of the tokens for Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Bitcoin Cash, and many more. They've been programming wallets over there at Edge for a long time, since before it was even called Edge. It used to be Airbiz, which was a Bitcoin wallet. It was the best Bitcoin-only wallet. But now they've got multi-crypto, and that's awesome. Edge.app is where you can go to secure your freedom. Edge.app is their website. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, let's talk to Douglas in Manchester. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Douglas.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to let you guys know that they were saying Chris Robinson is a fascist. I mean, he's the total opposite of a fascist. He's just talking the truth, and people
over
there...
Is it Chris Robinson or Tommy Robinson?
I think he means Tommy Robinson.
Oh, is it Tommy? I'm sorry.
I don't know. That's what the other guy said before he said something we had to drop off the air, but I don't know anything about this character. Now, are you calling from Manchester, New Hampshire, or Manchester, England?
No, New Hampshire, the real one, that's right.
You know there's a bunch of Manchesters, right? Like there's Manchester, well, Connecticut, Manchester, Vermont.
The only one that counts is Manchester, New Hampshire. And I'm telling you, this guy is the only one who's speaking up for freedom in Europe.
Freedom,
and they're shutting him down. They're shutting him down. Like,
what are they doing to him?
That's interesting. Oh, he was...
Well, he's under surveillance all the time.
Oh, and also earlier this year, he was arrested for filming something, and regarding a trial or something, or the judge, it was like judicial.
Oh yeah, they're not allowed to do that over there in Europe.
Yeah, and he was in jail, and they put him in like the worst like part of the jail, and basically like trying to get him killed. And I believe he's gotten out. I believe he's out now.
BBC article: Who is Tommy Robinson, and why is he in jail? He has been jailed for 13 months. This was back in June of 2018, so I presume he's out now since apparently
state-run British. Just letting everyone know that the British Broadcasting Company is a crown corporation run by the British government.
Oh, okay, this is actually a video. There's not even an article here associated with it. He has was thrown in jail for breaking contempt of court laws for streaming a Facebook Live outside of the court.
Wait, what?
I don't even understand how that's possible.
That's communism.
Well, it's not communism, it's authoritarianism.
Yeah.
Same thing.
No, you can be an authoritarian and be a conservative.
Dude. Yeah, but you could. But he's saying that communism is authoritarian.
Communism is a system.
Or it depends on authoritarianism.
Oh, of course. So I'm saying communism is authoritarian, but so is, you know, fascism.
It's just blanket authoritarian in this case.
It's the norm there now.
Well, it's the norm here. Authoritarianism is the norm.
It's the norm everywhere, as far as I'm aware.
We live in America. We could walk down the road with a rifle in our hand. They're not going to fuck
us. No.
You live in New Hampshire.
I'm sorry.
How long have you lived in New Hampshire?
My whole life.
Okay.
Well, there
Have you ever have you ever visited other places in the United States?
I've been to Canada.
Okay. And what did you have to do with your gun when you went to Canada?
Hide it.
You can't get a. You didn't smuggle a gun across the border, right? You didn't actually successfully.
Well, don't answer that. Please don't answer that.
Hey, I'm worried about Bigfoot. If I come across Bigfoot in the mountains, I gotta have my .44.
No, wait a minute. What if the Bigfoot's friendly? What if he's approaching you because he's just hungry?
Then we'll smoke weed. That's it.
In some places, it is a crime to shoot at, like, a Bigfoot or something. There's some law against it.
But, hey, Douglas, I'm glad that you live in New Hampshire. It's a great place. We're actually broadcasting from Keene, New Hampshire as well.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, and so it's wonderful to be able to carry guns openly, and that's something you can do in New Hampshire. A lot of other places, you can't do it. You know that in Massachusetts, you can't have a gun in most cases, right?
I've been there many times illegally,
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Douglas. I appreciate hearing from you. And it's true. A lot of people have done illegal things. That makes them illegals, too, doesn't it? 855-4, we're all illegals now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, New Hampshire's one of the freest places in the United States, in the world, when it comes to gun ownership and the right to bear arms. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders confirming a phone call between President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
The pair discussed a range of topics, including the end of the two-year-long investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Sanders saying the administration won't let incidents like that happen again.
We're going to do everything that we can to prevent it from happening. That's why we've taken a whole-of-government approach. We have had contact with all 50 states and are looking at ways to actually prevent it from taking place instead of like they did in 2016, just letting it happen.
Stocks are back up after news that the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, the lowest number it's been since December of 1969. The Dow gained 197 points and closed Friday at 26,505. The NASDAQ was up 127 points to set a new record close of 81.64. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn. .fm with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And Chris.
And coming up, ForkFest is, guys, going to be here before you know it.
It is.
You go to ForkFest.party and you can learn more about the event that's happening the third time. By the way, it's the third annual, June 13th through the 18th. There's already people taking orders for T-shirts that are going to be made. I saw you ordered a couple of them this afternoon.
For myself, too.
Did you see that they already had 135 shirts ordered, like, within 24 hours of announcing this?
What?
I could have sworn I read that right.
Wait, how is that even possible?
I don't know. There must have been orders off the chat room, right? Because there's the ForkFest chat room over at ForkFest.party. You can link to it. And that's where the shirts were, you know, pictures were posted.
Does that mean that there's like that many people actually interested in going to Ford?
Well, it could be, 30 or 40 people ordering multiple shirts, right? So we don't know how many.
Yeah, but I ordered two. I doubt there's too many people ordering two shirts. So even if half of them.
No, most of the people ordering are ordering more than.
I mean, that's got to be like 70 people alone. It's like every single person in the.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably 50 to 70 people at least. So shirts.
Yeah, interesting.
He says, Ernest Hancock says, I've got pre-orders for 135 shirts in various sizes.
Well, maybe the event's bigger than we thought.
Or maybe he's pre-order. Maybe, I don't know. It sounds pretty good so far. Yeah. So, like, people are excited. I know Jay Noon told me that he's going to celebrate his one-year wedding or one-year anniversary for his wedding that he had last year.
Right.
So he's having another party. He's inviting all the people who couldn't make it to his wedding last year. He's saying, come on out. Let's throw a party at ForkFest. There's, of course, Jay Noon's also going to be doing Man Camp. Our friends from AnyPay, Derek and Steven, are throwing a party every single night, including the Big Gay Dance Party. They're bringing back... So it's wonderful to see all these things happening. It's all being self-organized. Nobody's in charge of ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event. Vincent, you're going for your first time. That was a yes, right?
Yes.
Like you were just nodding. You can't hear nodding.
Just one trouble, yeah. Isn't it?
And you and I, Chris, we've been, did you go every year?
I think I've been every year, yeah.
We're all three here.
I haven't been, I don't know if I've ever attended the entire time because just business gets in the way of two weeks of
right,
you know, that's a long time to go get to take off, but
so join us June 13th through the 18th. You can register your campsite or your RV site or even a motel room. Those I believe are still available for ForkFest at Rogers Campground. It's in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a great excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire. It's the last week of springtime. And you can join us there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We'll look forward to seeing you. Go to ForkFest.party, unofficial website, unofficial chat room, unofficial forum, all linked there. ForkFest.party. As we continue, Vincent, you were going to tell us about, since we kind of had a Facebook theme here tonight, how awful Facebook is, and they're now banning more people they consider to be dangerous. You've been looking at a story about their court, some kind of court case or court cases where they're describing themselves as either a platform or a
publisher. Absolutely, yeah. This is, comes from via The Guardian, and it's a year old story, right? So, but I think it's still, you know, it's obviously an ongoing issue, and you know, the article's title is Facebook a publisher? In public, it says no, but in court, it says yes.
Hmm.
Facebook has long had the same public response when questioned about its disruption of the news industry. It is a tech platform, not a publisher or a media company. But in a small courtroom in California's Redwood City on Monday, attorneys for the social media company presented a different message from the one executives have made to Congress in interviews and in speeches. Facebook, they repeatedly argued, is a publisher and a company that makes editorial decisions which are protected by the First Amendment.
Are they saying they publish their own content? Because I guess Mark, blog.
It's probably not incorrect, really, because they have editorial control, but they don't necessarily produce their own content. So in some respects, they are.
Well, there was that article that Mark, the CEO guy, what's it?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, that he wrote where he editorialized about why the government ought to control Facebook. He did post that to his own blog, which is hosted by Facebook. So
yes.
I guess they are publishing his blogs.
The thing is, that's not really what they're talking about, though. It's not his blogs that they're talking about. They're talking about the moderation of news. Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Facebook have a site or something or part of Facebook that has people submit news stories to it, like Google News?
At one point in time, they did. I haven't seen I haven't noticed it since.
I mean, that's my understanding of what's happening
2016.
Here. And if that's the case,
this stems directly from a lawsuit by an app startup. So it has they do voice very specific. Complaints here. It's the contradictory claim is Facebook's latest tactic against a high-profile lawsuit exposing a growing tension for the Silicon Valley Corporation, which has long presented itself as a neutral platform that does not have traditional journalistic responsibilities. The suit, filed by an app startup, alleges that Mark Zuckerberg developed a malicious and fraudulent scheme to exploit users' personal data and force rival companies out of a business.
Well, it's not fraudulent. I mean, don't people know that they're being advertised to on Facebook? It's pretty clear. Like, I suppose you could have read the terms and conditions where it does make it clear, from what I understand, that whatever you post to Facebook, you grant them an unrevocable license to use however they want. If they want to take your video and put it in their television commercial, they don't have to pay you a dime.
Now, you have some responsibility to learn about the world, right? Like, I mean,
right, if that you're inhabiting.
Willfully ignorant of the fact that companies make money off of your viewing ads on the internet, okay? You know, you really only have yourself to blame. I mean, this is just ridiculous that you can go into a courtroom and say this is some malicious scheme. No, it's part of the deal. It's part of how the internet has grown up. Now, I understand people don't like the ads, and sometimes publishers give you a way to, you know, or websites give you a way to avoid the ads, but sometimes they don't. And if you don't like that, go to a competing site. You know, you don't have to use
that. Oh, but it's so much easier to complain than to actually do something. And actually take action.
Look, they can't make you go to that site, and you also don't have you don't have to go to that site.
So. Nor do you have a right to go there either. It's not your property.
Right, right. I mean, you have to have a meeting of the minds, so to speak. You know, both parties have to agree in order
That's
to make it happen.
That's purportedly what a contract is.
Right.
But, of course, terms of service aren't a real contract. I understand people want to believe that they are, but they're not. They're not a real contract.
Right, I would agree with you on that. But still, there's still like, you know, when you send something to somebody else, they have to receive it, but they can ignore it or drop it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is, you know, look, if Facebook starts sending you stuff and you don't like it, ignore it, you know, drop it.
That's right.
That's how the internet works. You know, it's, I'm amazed, you know, this is something that I have a story and it's, I don't know, oh, unfortunately it's not the one I was going to bring up, but it's this thing that people don't seem to understand, that you don't own other people. There's not a single jurisdiction that, you know, when you're on the internet, you're not in a single jurisdiction. There's laws all over the place. The only thing that, you know, automatically by signing up to the internet, you agree to receive anything that's sent to you. You don't have to receive, like, you don't have to read it. You don't have to, you have to receive it, but you don't have to read it. So ultimately, if you understand that, you really shouldn't be complaining about these sorts of situations where, even like a DDoS attack or spam, it's not really something that you can at least argue that there should be a law against it.
Well, I'm sure some people would argue there should be a law against it, but thank goodness there isn't.
But you agreed to it by signing up for the internet. That's what the internet is. You do not have the option of not receiving something that somebody else sent. The same
thing
applies.
As long as you put yourself out there, as long as you put an email out there, then you're going to receive email at it, right? Like, you know, if I create a Bitcoin account and I don't publish the address, there's nothing going to come into the Bitcoin account. The same thing's true for your email address. Well, if you don't publish it, then nobody's going to send you anything.
When you get on the internet, okay, you have an IP address, okay? And that IP address, anybody can send something to, okay, whether or not they know who you are or not. And there's not that many addresses, so they could send a ping, for example, a very small amount of data to every single IP address, right?
Yep.
And you would get that ping. And if you don't want to receive that ping, well, you don't really have a choice. The only thing that you can do is ignore that ping.
You can block them in your firewall.
You can, but you still have received that ping, ultimately. You've just dropped it.
You just don't know.
That's all the firewall is doing.
The firewall is providing.
Right, and that's how the internet works.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I think you're right, though, Chris. Probably 95% of the people on the internet don't understand the basics about it.
No.
They don't know how it works.
No.
They don't know anything about what goes on when they type in a website.
You can't get your government passes a law. It doesn't affect the people overseas.
This is
it doesn't really work.
Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Experience Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Over at discord.lrn.fm, is Facebook a platform on which other people can put their things? Seems like it's obviously a platform. Or is it a publisher? Now, apparently Facebook has made both arguments in court. Is it, Vincent? Is that what you're
saying? Absolutely, yeah, in court.
So if you want to join the conversation, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can watch Free Talk Live on our video streaming platform. So we're back on Twitch after being suspended for a few days last weekend. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm to follow us there and do that. Or you can follow us on the newer DLive platform, which seems to be on track to exceed Twitch as far as the number of followers are concerned. I think we're over 500 on DLive right now. I could be wrong. We may be just under, but we're getting there. We are at the very least at the halfway mark of the total number of Twitch followers that we have, and it took us a year. We've been on Twitch since January of 2018. We've only been on DLive for 3 weeks. It's going to be, 1 week from today. It'll be a full month since we've been on DLive, and we're already at almost half the number.
I have to wonder if DLive is manipulating the numbers for, gain of, to keep people who enter the platform on the platform.
I don't think so.
I don't necessarily know that needs to be the case, but it seems like it's plausible given all the different things different companies have done over the years.
We actually have people interacting on the DLive chat. Like, okay. When there are people watching, yeah. They will be chatting. So it's not like DLive is sending robots around to try to make their
Yeah, but their the numbers, just because the numbers are inflated doesn't necessarily mean you wouldn't have anybody chatting. It just means sure. That there may not be as many actual people.
Well, we'd love for you to inflate our numbers over at DLive.LRN.FM by clicking that follow button and follow our channel there. So we can continue here. Did you have more from the story that you wanted to share, Vincent, about Facebook?
Yeah. I mean, it argues, it's in the court, it argues repeatedly it's a publisher and that it makes editorial decisions, so they reiterate.
Well, they've certainly made the decision on who to include on their platform.
Yeah, absolutely, which is why even back then, a year ago, people are calling them out for it. And it's the rest of it's just, you know, them the two companies bickering and arguing.
Right, they were being sued by some company claiming...
Yes, former startup.
I think it's probably fair to say that they're a publisher, just not a traditional publisher. He's ultimately a publisher, somebody who takes information from another party and publishes it, but they're not doing the editorial
right. Usually there's an editor in
of
the way.
That content. Right.
Right. There's an artist, there's a journalist, and then the editor looks over the
submission. Right. So it's just not a traditional publisher.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the, like, a lot of it is a dispute over access to the data, right? So from my understanding of the article, the startup worked with Facebook and was given promise, allegedly, to have access to the data of all their users that they have, and then it didn't work out, and then they've decided to sue, and it's, and I just the last bit here is relevant. It says, questions about Facebook's moral and legal responsibilities as a publisher have escalated surrounding its role in spreading fake news and propaganda, along with questionable censorship decisions. Eric Goldman, a Santa Clara University law professor, says it was frustrating to see Facebook publicly deny that it was a publisher in some context, but claim it as a defense in count. And then just a quote. It's politically expedient to deflect responsibility for making editorial judgments by claiming to be a platform, he said, adding, but it makes editorial decisions all the time, and it's making them more frequently.
Sure.
So when they were talking about the fraudulent, in the suit, saying that Facebook was fraudulent, I think that's sort of what they meant by it, claim that it's, you know, it's fraudulent because it put itself out and advertises itself as a platform, and then yet it's behaving as if a publisher would do, and they get all the benefits and defense that they could from being a platform.
I mean, why can't you be a platform and a publisher? Right. Like, it just doesn't seem to me that, you know...
It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right, it doesn't mean you're not the other. It seems to me like any kind of platform where the entity is hosting basically the information is in a, at least not a traditional publisher, but a pseudo publisher, I guess.
I mean, every platform is going to have rules on which, you know, the users have to adhere.
I don't even know that it really matters whether or not they're a publisher or not. I mean, they're a private entity. They have their own rights in terms of speech anyway.
Sure.
Regardless of whether or not they're a publisher.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733.
Okay, here's the difference. I see. It's so in regards to, you know, platform versus a publisher, in some cases we're given, I think what people take issue in is that we're given protections for both, right? It's, I have here via...
Like some kind of legal protection?
Yeah, this is from cityjournal.org, and it's the Communications Decency Act immunizes online platforms for their users' defamatory, fraudulent, or otherwise unlawful content. Congress granted
that's
this
starting to change, though, as the European laws are starting to make the platforms liable for the content.
Which, and I think in this article it also goes on, says, which is why Facebook might trying to be shifting towards, you know, claiming to be a publisher, because, like, it's being spurred by those decisions in Europe.
I'm not entirely sure that it makes any difference, because unless they're actually reviewing what they're publishing, you know, it really doesn't.
Well, publishers, I think the idea is publishers ought to be reviewing what they're putting out there. So it's like, as a platform, they have, you know, they have no say.
But a publisher has no obligation to review what they publish.
Well, no, because they can't publish something illegal. And they can't publish anything illegal here. So that's what
they not mean. Actually, that's not actually how it works in the United States. The way it works in the United States is the government cannot pre-review what is to be published. It has to be published, and then they can go after you for what was published. But there's a very high standard, basically.
Well, of course, we've seen even in the United States, they're cracking down on personal ads. We saw that last year with the SESTA-FOSTA Act.
Yeah.
Criminalize a platform or whatever, having, like Craigslist, for instance, that's why they shut down their personals section, criminalizing any, like if you had three different advertisements that had, you know, the code words for prostitution in them, they would be considered they'd be considered like human traffickers.
Yeah. So the question is that actually legal? And I think we have a situation where it, just because they pass a law doesn't necessarily mean the law is legal.
I see what you're saying.
I think that's
kind of a challenge.
That's right, and it will be, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, Craigslist just walked away. They didn't challenge
it. That's true. I think it will be in time, but it probably won't be Craigslist.
But who's it going to be? I mean, Backpage got taken down by the federal government.
I don't know. But I think in time it will be, and I don't know. I think like it doesn't. Isn't even the EFF getting behind that? But I don't necessarily know that there's anybody they've gotten behind because they still have to have a case in order to do that.
Question.
But I think they just come out against it.
Launch their own personal site.
Yeah. Right. And usually you don't want to be. If you were defending another, you want to defend another entity,
right.
Not
you don't want to be the person,
right? Be the
especially
one,
especially as an attorney,
right? Right. Exactly. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
It's getting worse,
yeah.
And internet freedom is not what it used to be. And that's not just true in Europe or the UK, where, of course, they got the infamous porn ban that's going into effect. There have been a lot of stories about that in the UK, where websites that don't adhere to the new laws in the UK. So even if you're outside of the UK, if you want UK visitors to your porn site, you have to adhere to these new laws or you're going to get put on a blocked list.
I mean,
your site won't be allowed into the country.
It's censorship. I mean, it's plain out
straight up
censorship.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. But they're not the first to do it. You've already got Australia that has had porn blocks in for quite a while. And then, of course, the EU now with these ridiculous copyright restrictions where uploading a thing to YouTube or Twitch will get YouTube or Twitch held liable for copyright if it's a violation, for instance. Mm-hmm. It's no longer the individual's liability. The liability has shifted now to the corporations, which means they're going to be even more restrictive.
You won't be able to upload anything on YouTube in Europe anymore.
It's getting
because it's they're going to be liable for it.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to get around it. I mean, they're probably going to... I would be shocked if they turn off uploading entirely for Europe. So they're going to figure some highly restrictive way.
Are they going to publish but not allow access to that content in Europe? So it would be accessible outside of Europe, but it's not necessarily in Europe?
I know that it doesn't... I recall from our discussions about this law, and I forget what it was called, but...
Article 13, and I think it changed to 17. But
that it doesn't go into effect yet until each European Union country can, implement it,
and that's just how Europe works. It's because it's not I don't know what you call it exactly, but it's not each individual country is still a country. They just agreed to basically obey
these stupid rules.
Yeah, to pass their own laws once an agreement.
So I think it wasn't going to be any sooner than like 2020 or maybe later on.
Yeah,
so we've got a little time to see what shakes out, but it's not good.
You can already see the censorship in Europe today. You can't access a lot of news sites in the U.S. as an example.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I've seen that 855, 453, but that's being done by the news sites in the U.S.
Yeah, Europe is trying to say that they're liable for
coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.